Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninem Hangsing. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as the International Space Mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh announced this after a high-level meeting held to review future plans of Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of the first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is steadily progressing towards self-reliance in defence manufacturing by significantly reducing imports and encouraging indigenous production. During a high-level seminar held in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar yesterday, the Defence Minister highlighted that over 500 defense-related products are currently being manufactured in the country, reflecting the strong growth of the domestic defense industry. He stated that the country has begun exporting its defense equipment, with exports rising from 600 crore rupees to 2,400 crore rupees.
2014 mein jo hamari government aayi thi, us samay export jo Bharat se hota tha duniya ke dusre deshon mein, wo approximately 600 crore ka hota tha. आज हम वो अप्रॉक्सिमेटली 24,000 करोड़ तक ले गए हैं थोड़े ही समय में. हमारा टारगेट है कि 2029-2030 तक हम इसको 50,000 करोड़ तक ले आएं. और मैं कहना चाहता हूं हमारा टारगेट ही नहीं है बल्कि हम इस टारगेट को अचीव करेंगे.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that Akashvani and Doordarshan is continuously boosting its content and technology of broadcast with changing scenarios. Talking to Akashvani News yesterday, Mr. Sehgal said both the public service broadcasters are adopting better technology and enhancement.
जो हमारे श्रोता हैं या हमारे जो दर्शक हैं जो हमारा टेलीविजन और रेडियो दोनों देखते हैं उनको हम जो भी कार्यक्रम करें जिस भी वर्ग के लिए कर रहे हैं वो रुचिकर बनाएं ताकि उनको न केवल जानकारी हम दें बल्कि जानकारी इस प्रकार से दें कि उनकी समझ में भी आए और उनको अच्छा लगे. और दूसरा जो है तकनीक टेक्नोलॉजिकल अपग्रेडेशन हम लोग अपने सारे सेंटर्स का सारे स्टेशन का चाहे वो वेदर कैमरा हो वेदर मशीन हो वो सब लाने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
Assam Rifles had initiated a comprehensive Agnivir registration and pre-recruitment drive in Nagaland. PRO Headquarters Inspector General Assam Rifles North said that registration centres and pre-recruitment drive have been set up at Twensang, Kifire, Pek, Meluri, Noklak, Mon and Mokokchung districts. Assam Rifles said that these centres offer end-to-end support from explaining eligibility criteria to guiding candidates through the online registration and application process. It's said a four-week pre-recruitment training program covering both physical conditioning and academic coaching has been initiated at the battalion headquarters. Assam Rifles said that 114 boys and 11 girls have registered for the Agnivir scheme. As part of the observance of World Oral Health Month, Community Health Center Chepobozo under Kohima District conducted a series of oral health awareness initiatives under the theme A Happy Mouth is a Happy Mind. A dedicated team led by Dr. Asezo Sekose, dental surgeon, conducted oral screening, fluoride application and necessary dental extractions during the camp held on Wednesday. The program also focused on the importance of oral hygiene and awareness on the harmful effects of tobacco consumption. The camp benefited numerous children and students. Additionally, targeted awareness sessions were conducted for ASHA workers, community health officers, Anganwadi workers and counsellors of the Chepobozo block. These sessions also included awareness on oral cancer, aiming to strengthen early detection and prevention efforts at the community level. Throughout the month-long observance, the team led by Dr. Asezo Sekose is organising oral health camps across schools and orphanages under Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.